This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The federal EV tax credit expired on September 30th. Now the state is offering bigger rebates for plug-in cars. It will offer discounts worth $9,000 on new EVs, but that's only for less wealthy residents in exchange for older gas-powered vehicles. Will Torr oversees the program as the director of the Colorado Energy Office.
We certainly can't make up for all of the actions of the federal government, but this is something that we can do that is really focused on the folks who I think need the most financial help to get into the EV market.
Applications are currently open for the larger discounts, which go into effect November 3rd. A free Indigenous comic book and storyteller showcase is this weekend in Denver. CPR's Elaine Tassie has more.
This year's IACON includes a powwow, comic book displays, and a showcase of Native fashion, as well as several panels. There's one on Indigenous innovation, another on fandom as a way to deal with mental health issues, and another about crafting stories around shape-shifting characters common in Native lore. Tom Meyer is a traditional and contemporary Native digital artist who says among everything going on, the children in the powwow is what's most popular.
It's the Venn diagram of nerd culture and like Indigenous cultural heritage. They're doing new art based on what they grew up hearing, and the crowd favorites will be the Tiny Tots, the little ones doing their thing.
The event will be held at Truss House in the Rhino Art Park. I'm Elaine Tassie, CPR News.